You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. With you cowboy hat, you might be the word. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that will get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Bat and bat, I do the 2K shuffle. Yo, man, you got next. You've tuned in to the dribble drive of the 2K shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. J. Parr Swish, a.k.a. Jump Shot Jesus. I am your MV3 here with you on a podcasting journey to I don't know where it's going to go, but you know who's with me? It's the man, the myth, the legend, the Baron of Boards and Blocks, Max McDonald, what up?
Lab squad.
Not much going on, man. What's up with you?
You know, living the dream of NBA 2K society, trying to figure shit out, trying to get shit together. And speaking of shit, we're going to talk about a couple of interesting topics on today's show. But first, for our listeners, we have a little bit of a contest for you guys in which we will be giving out two copies of NBA 2K18, and it's a very simple way you can go about getting them. Be two of the first 15 followers on Twitter, and once you follow us on Twitter, go to iTunes and review the podcast, take a screenshot, and then you can DM us your photo on Twitter, and you will be automatically entered into the contest. So pretty good chance of winning, 2 out of 15. I think that's pretty good, and free 2K, you can't go wrong there, and no, we will not be giving away a Shaq edition.
Nor will it be NBA Live 18 or whatever. But yes, sir. So it's basically a welcome to the 2K shuffle, little bonanza, little, I don't know what to call it, but, you know, just want to give back to the community.
Absolutely. And you know what? We'll even give you permission to complain about the game, even though you didn't pay for it. So you can even do that with us here.
Maybe we'll do one of those Shark Tank, you know, Beyond the Shark things. Hey, we came back in 6 months and this is how person A was doing with their game.
I agree. That's what you got to do in today's world. So getting something for free really is awesome, and you really don't have to do too much to do it, and you got a pretty good chance. On today's show, we're going to be discussing a couple of topics. Topic number one will be what to wear and what not to wear in the park if you want people to play with you. And topic two is what?
We'll have a little bit of a badge discussion. So I would say today is my player themed, which we typically are my player show anyway, but especially as far as it relates to the wearing of the clothes in my park. And badges are across all game modes, but, you know, especially toward earning them and such, we'll have a little bit of a badge discussion. So we're off.
All right. And before we jump into the My Park clothing, I do want to bring
up
something.
We're not off.
Not quite yet, because you know what? We a couple shows ago, I had made a comment about, you know, we were doing things that should change and things that irritate us. And basically, I was quite upset about the bumper icon passing in parks. And you had said, well, it depends on where the person is. I can unequivocally tell you it doesn't matter if the person is inside your arse. You can do it sometimes. And like the past couple of days, man, it's really come back. Like some of the people I was playing with, it's happened to me a few times. And I think the easy solution to that is look, I don't write code, so I don't know how hard it is, but it's probably not that hard considering we've been to the moon. I mean, you know, you can microwave macaroni and cheese in 30 seconds. I mean, we can get into that sometime. I'm really interesting view on that.
I'm not going to have listeners think that I think that, but someone else in our group might think that the moon thing is fake. Anyway,
but you are a flat earther. So that's something everybody should know. So anyway, so 2K, please fix the icon passing in the park, and all of us will be a lot happier once that actually happens. So on with the show. All right, what to wear and what not to wear in the park. I'll start this off by saying,
I think I know what the first one's going to be.
Oh, for sure. If you're a brand new to 2K. And you're like, hey, let's go to the park. Nobody will play with you if you wear what color shirt?
Well, brown.
That's right. If you don't change your clothes, everybody's going to be like, no. They're just going to get off the spot with you. It's really easy to do. Now, we're not going to go through a whole tutorial, but just go to the store, buy the clothes, and equip it.
I mean, even just buy the cheapest thing you can find. If you're right at the beginning and you're like, well, I don't have BC, just buy something other than that.
Yeah, I completely agree. The people I will not play with, first thing that comes to mind is if you're wearing the Gatorade shirt. Won't do it. I don't know what bothers me about it, but it just says, I got this shirt for free, and my mom made me wear it. So if I see you wearing that, and typically your shoe game's off, and you're wearing some awful yellow pants, I won't play with you. Just won't happen. How about you, man?
I don't feel the same about the Gatorade shirt. I'm kind of indifferent on that, but I would agree with you, the lack of effort sometimes. You know what? Since you didn't say it as your first thing, I'm going to go ahead and say it for you. The puppy jacket.
You're half right. What completes the ensemble of the worst person to play with in the park?
Well, it's the puppy jacket and the, I don't know. What is it?
Cowboy hat.
Yeah. The cowboy hat.
I'm not against cowboys or anything like that, but I am against realism. Your cowboy hat isn't going to stay on if you play basketball. If you have a baseball cap and it's backwards, like, that totally stays on, even if it's forward. But if you're playing the cowboy hat, you are very resistant to wind, unless you don't do anything like moving, but
you're resistant to wind.
it's not a miracle, but we can't deal with the cowboy hat and the puffy jackets, because I just won't play with you. I can tolerate one or the other, but neither is a good idea. And then the Manimal pajamas, which I don't really know if they're in this year's game. I know they have pajamas in this game. But any man that wears any kind of animal print pajamas, I don't know.
This year's version of that is the shiny gold pajama pants and silver and all the other colors. It's the shiny pajama pants thing is this year's version of that.
Yeah, it's just the animal print stuff. You know, it's like, you see girls wear that shit and wear the little hat and have the little purse. Like, men shouldn't wear animal prints of any kind ever at any time, pajamas or not pajamas. Unless you're like a little kid. Like, you know, oh, hey, look, I like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. You know, that kind of stuff is what's frowned upon.
Thanks for clarifying that for us.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So what exactly would you say to someone who is going to the park for the first time and is like, all right, look, I know not to wear this brown shirt thing. What is universally shunned? What's universally accepted? And where do you fall in this category as far as what you like to wear?
I think universally shunned and accepted is really, I don't think there is a universally shunned and accepted thing. I think even you and I have a little bit different styles. And also, I think, you know, between the, for lack of a better word or phrase, the Dribble God community, just those kinds of people wearing the outlandish whatever. I mean, you can't even get into all of it. But, you know, that's acceptable through all of them. But we look at that and we think it's a joke. Honestly, for me personally, where I stand is if you put little to no effort, you just kind of look like a scrub. I'm less likely to play with you. And if you're way over the top looking outlandish, I'm less likely to play with you. But if you're just wearing something normal, like, you know, your favorite player's jersey or your team's jersey or, you know, or whatever. I mean, just relatively within the realm of normal things, that leads me to want to play with you more. But it's a personal thing, I guess. Because typically if it's, you know, if you look like a scrub with some kind of just weird clothing on or some just, I don't know, you obviously, I think you're a scrub and I'm not going to want to play with you. And if you're wearing the outlandish things, that is associated with, like I said, the Dribble God kind of thing. And you're not going to be fun to play with. I can just tell from looking at you. You can really tell a lot of things about what you see people wearing as far as it relates to their gameplay and their game style. Playstyle, I should say. But where, you know, what are your thoughts?
Want everybody to recognize that you don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy that won't get to play with you. Yeah. Sitting on the passenger side of his best friend's
car,
trying to holler, whatever. Yeah, oh, me, I
won this, guys.
Okay, the 2K TV shirts, some of those are clever, but for the most part, like, eh.
I like the he dribbles too much one with the arrow.
Right, probably the best one they've had. That's
yeah, that one and the Rachel one everyone wore for a while.
And I think if you, man, like, it's okay to wear, like, a plain hoodie or, like, a plain shirt. Kind of try to match. I mean,
yeah,
you don't have to be Dennis Rodman. But, like, you know, if you're wearing, like, a black pants and, like, a red tank top, don't be wearing, like, a green hat. Like, how many people fuck Christmas up all the time? We're always seeing people like, it ain't Christmas.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I typically have about, I'll just say 5 to 10 outfits that I kind of wear. I mean, I'll change it up every now and then, but I come back to a few different outfits. One being currently wearing it in the park now, the outfit on our cover photo. That's just one of my go-tos.
Now, is for people that don't know, is that some kind of slang for like what does memp mean? Like what do you want somebody to do to his? What does memp is mean? Let me ask you this. You like to wear a variety of Memphis uniforms, and I would like to say that they have a pretty good variety of different colors, so you're pretty much wearing the same team but always getting a different look, if you will.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, they have, like you said, a decent number of options. You know, the Memphis is one of my favorite teams. You know, I would say I'm a hometown Suns guy. But I like the Grizzlies, follow them, I like a lot of their players and their management and such. And, you know, I usually use them in my online league, and just Memphis is kind of my team, man. So they also provide a lot of good clothing. I wear the black jersey and shorts a lot. I wear the white jersey and shorts a lot, the light blue combo, and I have shoes to match all those, and their team socks. And you know, I just think it's good when you can match a whole thing up, like our Orlando Magic outfit that we wear sometimes in the park. Their 16-17 alternate jersey is the name of that, along with the shorts and such. But, yeah, you know, there's you can make a lot of different things work. You don't have to make it a whole outfit of the same thing. But at the same time, don't be wearing, you know, a Thunder jersey with Bulls shorts. Like, it just, that just looks dumb.
I think that is the most popular team shorts that I see in the park every day are Bulls shorts.
Yeah.
They're there. Now, I know you're being a little bit politically correct, but I'll just, you know, let the folks at home and maybe the developers know that Max ain't down with wearing Sun stuff until he gets his black Suns jersey. So get on that so he can rep his favorite uni ball.
Dude. If they could just incorporate that alternate black Suns jersey, because they have the purple one in game, and it kind of looks a little weird, honestly, too, the way they've done it. But, you know, they have that one. Just put the black one in there, and I will never change it ever. But I don't know, man.
And for me,
they need to work on getting Charles Barkley and some other people in the game before they can do that.
I think they should just call him Barles Karkley and just make him like the white version of Charles Barkley.
Barles Karkley.
But I personally feel, and this is what I would love for them to do, is if the uniform is available in the game for you to wear during the games, it should be in the store. Give us some of those sleeves jersey. They look nice.
I would agree. For the most part, they are all in there. The only ones that aren't are these, like you said, the sleeved Pride jerseys. And there are a couple of other variants of the either Pride jerseys or event jerseys that are not in the store to buy. But otherwise, for the most part, they do have every other jersey, which it was an improvement this year because they didn't used to have that. And I
hope,
you know, contrary to some people's opinion, where some of these jerseys that you can buy will have just the... They'll have just the jersey. They won't have a name. They won't have a name or number. And contrary to a lot of people thinking that looks weird, I like it because you're not committed to a player. You can just kind of wear it and pretend it's your own jersey. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I think they are missing a lot though. Like take Memphis. I don't know their hot orange or red jerseys that say Memphis and like the funky letters across the front. Like that's not in there.
Those red jerseys, I would like those to be there. But those and the Pride jerseys, you know, like I said, the events and the Pride jerseys are pretty much the only ones not in there. Everything else is good to go.
Indeed. So let's just kind of close out this whole park talk with shoes. Now, I notice people's shoes because it's one of my favorite things to do, as is for you, to go in the shoe creator, feel a little artistic and stuff. And I just want to say, you get a shoe contract for whatever my player, let's say you go with Nike, you can go into the shoe creator, create a shoe, save the shoe, go into your my court and get that shoe for free because you have a shoe contract. It's a lot cooler to see people's creations than just the shoes that are in the game. How many Jordan 11s do I want to see in the park? No offense, Big Car 23, Boost. I just don't want to see the same stuff all the time. But it's a lot of fun to go in there and make shoes. And you can get them for free now, which is nice based on who your contract is. But then, like what we do, we have several archetypes. Some have Jordan, some have Nike. I don't know if anybody has Under Armour or any other ones. But you can switch it up, and then any time you switch into whatever character, you'll have those shoes for free.
Yeah, I will add on to that. That is correct. You need to be in that player's career to buy that shoe for free. So if you have, you know, a player with Under Armour or Nike or what have you, go into that specific player's career, and that brand will be free. The other brands that you have picked for other players will not be free in that specific player's career. And also you have to be on level 2 of your shoe compensation in your deal, which allows you to have all the shoes for free. You can see it in your endorsement contract. That will typically be the case if you are a top 3 pick. Maybe even as far as up to a top 10 pick. I don't know for sure. But sometimes I know some people that didn't start there. They started at the first level. So just something to be aware of, because it will say 0 points either way.
It's way cooler to look at, like, design and stuff. And seriously, go in there and mess around, because you can do a lot of cool stuff with what they do. And they seem to improve what the shoes look like every year. I know we give 2K a lot of crap most of the time, but in all seriousness, sometimes they do it well.
Let me add on to that. They have improved the look of a lot of the shoes, but I would like to see them improve the shoe creator a little bit. It has been largely exactly the same for the good part of 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, granted, the shoes in the game end up looking better, but the shoe creator itself, what you're making in there has, and how it's done, has been largely the same. So hopefully they can update that, especially, I guess, more what I'm getting at, too, is the completely create your own shoe from scratch part, because it's really difficult to make a good shoe from scratch. You have to typically just customize an already in real life shoe and do different colorways or whatnot. But the shoe from scratch is a little bit hard to do. I've done a couple good ones, and so have you, but just something to throw out there.
Yeah, especially when you make your signature shoe, they don't give you as much leeway with where you can put things and how big they can be and things of that nature, which could get a little more. But at least they give you your shoe contract fairly early. I think, 2 years ago? It's like, how do I get that shoe deal? I've been playing the 5th year of my career. People were bugging.
So I would agree.
Least you can fairly figure that out kind of quickly. Yeah, that's all I got for in the park. Just use common sense. Oh, also, 2K, we don't need an aviator hat. We don't need a Russian winter hat. if you're going to continue to do these things, I would love a sombrero, because I would wear a sombrero. And
Wait. You can't get down with cowboy hats, but you can get down with a sombrero.
Okay, let me paint the picture. We're in Sunset Park.
I've seen the picture.
It's crowded. It's during the day. I just want to sit against the wall, tilt the sombrero down, and take a nap. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
A little fiesta.
A little fiesta, absolutely. Maybe a little Mexican hat dance or something. I don't know. I just think a sombrero would be cool. I mean, if you're going to keep ridiculous hats in, give me a sombrero.
This is getting out of hand. Getting out of hand.
Or like those hats that like Robin Hood wore. They're like the, I don't know.
Robin Wood?
Right.
Robin Hood?
No, you know,
like
Robin,
the Robin hood Wood that Robin Hood wore?
Yeah. From around Chagrin, you know, but I'm not saying Rob the Hood.
You know, that's actually
those
a
are, those
thing
are
in the new show Nobody's on TV Land is
right.
They're Robin the Hood. Oh, boy. Guys, this is getting out of hand.
But yeah. And I don't get, okay, the puffy jackets thing, like my thing was, well, who would ever play in a puffy jacket? And then they're like, hey, we'll have the puffy vest with the sleeves up. Like, come on. And, wow, totally almost overshot this. Can you make the My Park swag cooler looking? And the higher level you go, like, camouflage is not something people aspire to wear. So either get it out of the game or keep that as, like, the rookie stuff, because I feel we all seen what a lot of us can do with the Pro-Am uniform creator. And I just think the developers could come up with some really, really cool-looking park stuff, because sometimes that stuff's cool, and it's a little bit cheaper. It's called My Park Swag if you're looking to buy some. But
I'm going to have to somewhat disagree with you there. That would be about a 2 on the 1-5 scale that those surveys will give you. You know, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neutral, somewhat agree, and strongly agree. I kind of like the My Park Swag stuff in that there are a lot of different patterns, and they give you a wide variety of things to choose from. They've done a little bit better this year than past years. They, you know, they have the Argyle patterns and the camouflage and the digital camo and the, oh boy, the hoop pattern and the polka dot pattern and the stripes pattern and some others that I'm missing, crosshatch, I believe. But, you know, they've actually, because if they just designed something like you're suggesting, I think a lot of people would love it and a lot of people would also hate it. But if they, I think with the patterns, there's a lot of stuff for everyone, because, like, personally, I hate the camo stuff, but I buy the polka dot stuff, which, yes, I know, but I buy the polka dot stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah, some of the stuff is nice, but I can honestly say I don't think I've seen you wear any My Park swag in the last 3/4 years. So I don't know if your survey answer is going to be accepted.
That's actually incorrect, sir. I wear the polka dot Sunset Beach jersey and shorts relatively frequently. I don't know where you're going with that, but yeah, I would agree overall. You know, overall, you're right. The My Park swag should get a little bit of an update.
Can we not have Miami University colors also for Sunset? Like, can we just get out of the Hurricanes for 5 seconds and
yeah,
pick something?
I mean, that's what that is. It's Sunset Beach. Their first park was basically Miami Beach with Miami University of Miami colors. And, I mean, that's what it's always been. You're right. You got red, blue, and green, but green with orange. You know, it's kind of weird.
It is indeed.
So we did say in the beginning of the show that we were going to discuss badges today, but hey, guess what? We aren't. We run a little bit long today, so we're going to we're going to move that back to the next show and bring something else up. So the first thing we're going to talk about in these last few minutes too is the My League series of ours. We will still do our next Nets and Kings little mini rebuild, but we also have another My League experiment that Mike is going to tell you about right now.
We're going to blow the NBA up and say everybody is in the draft lottery. Every current player, we are going to pick teams, which really won't matter what teams we pick. We're going to assemble a team and see if we can get a team to the playoffs. And it'll be interesting because, yeah,
playoffs?
Right, you can't pick playoffs where you draft. So it'll be pretty interesting. I'm getting a message right now that says you already know what team you're going to use for the draft lottery. What team will that be?
The da-da-da-da. You know, I was going to say Boston Celtics because they seem to get the first pick every year, even though they have a good team, but they have the Nets picks for forever. So you know what? Never mind. Going to go hometown Suns.
Hometown Suns. I will go with the hometown Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah,
we'll see what we can do.
Probably should pick Memphis, honestly, because Memphis always ends up with a good pick. But
are you going to tell me how memping works, at least when the show's over?
I think that's something we got to keep for ourselves. No, I got nothing, sir. We've gotten a bit wonky on today's show. We are a little all over the place, but I like it. I like the vibe going on.
So let's just hit you with a little reminder. Remember, you can get NBA 2K18 brand new for free if you are two of the first 15 people to follow us on Twitter and write a review on iTunes. And you can send us a direct message via Twitter with a snapshot of your review. And as soon as we get 15, we will be giving two copies away for free. So enjoy that. And we will be talking badges on the next 2K Shuffle. So that should keep you in tune and ready for the next show. And if you're not interested in the next show, you can go memp yourself. Catch you next time on the 2K Shuffle.
I'm out, this bitch.